My name's Sam, and this is Pilgrim Pit Stop, a podcast about following Jesus through life's highs and lows. Most of the episodes are conversations about following this incredible, demanding, forgiving man. Some are adventures I've had following him, and others are reflections on the Bible, faith, and spirituality. Why not subscribe and join me on the journey? Here's a little clip of what's coming up in today's episode. God, you will take me where you will, and I trust that. I trust you. All right, let's go.
Sunday the 16th of May 2021, 15:35.
I'm recording this on my phone because I don't have my microphone with me, but I just wanted to record this thought that I had. I'm walking along a beach in Devon, a place called Branscombe, where I've been living for the last month and a half, and in a few days I'll be heading off. I've been working on this organic chicken farm, which has been awesome. It's been so refreshing, so sort of liberating, really, for my spirit. I've been feeling so down for so many months, you know, and this farm has been so significant for me. Anyway, why am I recording this? Maybe this will end up in a podcast at some point. Because I've just been reflecting as I've been walking along this beach on God's faithfulness, on how faithful He is, and that even when, you know, we can't see it, and believe me, I've had moments this last year where I haven't seen it. I haven't seen how He can be faithful when it seems like everything, all the plans that I'm making, are disintegrating around me. And right now I just feel like, actually, you know what? It doesn't matter. God, you will take me where you will. And I trust that. I trust you. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, wow. It's been a while, hasn't it, since I put an episode out of this podcast. So long time no speak. Hope you're doing well. And welcome to season 2 of Pilgrim Pit Stop. Coming to you right now from a beautiful winding road by the French-Swiss border. It's a afternoon in late March 2022, and I am just wanting to set up this season, really. So this is a bit of a preview episode. I hope that you are doing well. I mean, it's been such a crazy year politically, and, you know, with all the COVID stuff, and as I'm recording this, of course, there's the ongoing war in Ukraine, And so there's just, wow, it just feels like, yeah, like it's been this really difficult time, and there's so much pain in the world. But I really hope and pray that wherever you're listening to this, and wherever you, you know, wherever you are in life, that you're doing well, and that you have good people around you, and that you have good community, and yeah, people that you can talk to. Anyway, welcome. So I am in France, as I said, at the moment, and actually I've spent quite a bit of time in this country over the last year. So a lot of the episodes that you're going to hear are coming to you from France, and they're different experiences that I've had, different adventures really that I've had in this country. It's been a bit of a surprise to me that I've spent so much time here. I think I probably said in the last episode that I felt this strong desire to travel. I've certainly traveled, but it's been quite France focused. Partly as a result of COVID, you know, meaning that travel further afield has not been possible, but also as you'll find out, because I've sort of encountered a community, and it's a French community, a French Christian community, and so that's been a big part of my story over the last year. And I spent some time in a French Benedictine monastery as well before coming across the community. So there's been a lot of France content, basically, and so you can look forward to that, and you can look forward to some adventures that I've had in this country. And the next episode that will come out in 2 weeks is a visit that I had to the start of the Camino de Santiago, in a place called Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, which was a real joy actually to visit the start of that pilgrimage. As you know, I think, you know, pilgrimage is great. I think it's a really wonderful thing to do. And the Camino de Santiago is probably the most famous Christian pilgrimage in the world. So to visit the, it doesn't really have one starting place, but to visit the place that most people start the pilgrimage, that was a real joy. And I had a chance to speak to someone who works in the tourist information about the Camino, and she was able to give some really great insight. So that's the next episode. And then as the season goes on, there's a variety of different conversations with people. Just thinking, there was a great chat that I had with someone about COP26, which was a few months ago now, that climate summit. And I was joining a group of Christians who were actually hiking from London and from Bristol all the way to Glasgow for that summit. It was called a Camino to COP, and I joined them on the first day of their pilgrimage going from Bristol. And I spoke to someone who was organizing that event about climate justice and Jesus and the gospel and stewardship and all of these things. I mean, it really feels like that is an issue that has really come to the forefront over the last year. And there's been a lot more conversation, I think, around climate change and ecology. And so, yeah, I was glad to do an episode on the planet. And I think going forward, I want to do more episodes. I just feel like it's evidently, you know, one of the biggest things that we need to be talking about. So yeah, I'm keen to do more on that. What else have we got? I did a mini pilgrimage with my brother. That was good fun. That was in summer last year. We talked a bit about freelancing and faith, and the role of work in our Christian lives. That was interesting and a bit rambly, as you'd expect from me and Thomas. We go down some slightly odd rabbit holes, but I think that's quite a nice episode. I had a chat with my friend Adam Wisdish, and that was a conversation about sexuality and the church. So that was a real privilege to hear from him. What else have we got? Living in this Benedictine monastery in France for 40 days, my experience of silence, my experience of living out a Benedictine way of life, which was something that was very new to me, and so that I documented that journey. That was a real joy. Got an episode about the church, and the beauty of the church, and how my viewpoint on the Christian church has morphed and evolved over time, over the years. I travelled, a lot. I did a lot of this travelling around on my motorbike, and in late July or early August last year, I think it was late July, I was involved in quite a serious accident. I was hit by a car while I was on my motorbike, and I'm absolutely fine. Praise God. Really praise God for that, because it could have been quite nasty. But I am fine. The bike was written off. But I record an episode just reflecting on that. That was probably the most significant experience of the last year for me. The most life-changing, if you want to use that kind of terminology. It's a jam-packed season, really. It's got a mixture of conversations, like I say, or a mixture of reflections, really, on spirituality and the Bible and faith I've got an episode as well, sharing some of my recommendations, things that I've been listening to, podcasts and music that I've really enjoyed, because I did that last season, and I think that was a nice thing to do. So there we go. I mean, it's going to be following the same pattern as last season. New episode every other Friday. 10 episodes in total. I really hope you enjoy listening. I really hope that it's not just me talking, that actually, I think my prayer for this podcast is that I don't want to get in the way of I don't want to get in the way of myself too much. And this has been something that I've been journeying with as well over the last year, is just really trusting God to do his thing, trusting God to do his work. And I just pray that God would meet you as you listen, and equally, if you don't believe in God, or you don't, faith is not a thing, not something that you're particularly interested in, I pray that that this might be an interesting insight into kind of the journey of a Christian in his mid-20s, figuring stuff out, failing, trying to be faithful to Jesus. Just, if the Christian faith is not something that's part of your life, then maybe it would be interesting to kind of to have that insight. I don't know, maybe it will, maybe it won't. But yeah, bless you, and welcome back. Many thanks to Johnny Davies for creating the theme tune. Thanks as well to Tattooed Preacher and Thomas Thorogood for the additional music. Please consider rating and reviewing this podcast. And if you want to support it further, there are two fun ways to do that. Just check the description for the links. I really appreciate you listening. God bless you, and I'll see you down the road.